Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. There are so many ways to shop now. You could kick it old school and go to the mall, go to a physical store. You could shop online on a website. You can even shop in the metaverse. And there are many costs and benefits to this newfound simplicity. The main cost is it's just too easy to buy stuff. But certainly the benefit of convenience and simplicity and, you know, finding the best deals, all that. Innovation in the payments industry is only accelerating. There is just a ton going on. So we're going to look at this topic from the perspective of the consumer, you and me, not the industry, but you and me. And to do that, we're going to talk to Sander Myers. He is the country manager for Canada for Adyen, which is a global payments company. Welcome, Sander.
Thank you, Bruce. Looking forward to this conversation.
So I am deeply ambivalent when we have conversations about payments, because on the one hand, I see the benefits, right? The efficiency of paying with some sort of technology, the opportunity for small business to expand their markets. And then on the other side, when it is so easy for us to spend, it can be easy for us to overspend too. So I just state that off the top. But I want to ask you first, what are the biggest themes that you see underpinning the future of the payments industry in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, there's a few things, but one that obviously comes to mind is we just had the pandemic behind us, and the pandemic really made us realize that, well, as stores closed down, retailers had to shut their doors, shopping still had to go on, right? Yeah. So retailers really had to step up on their game when it comes to e-commerce transactions, or maybe even pick up at the closed store. And they really had to double down on innovation when it came to your e-commerce checkout flows or your flows where you do a pickup at the store. Mm-hmm. So one of the big trends I'm seeing is retailers really have to find a way to have the online experience and the in-store experience mimic the same vibe or the same ease of use, the same seamlessness. And for that, you really have to think about not two different companies that maybe have the same brand, but it really has to be one company that recognizes this consumer. So you can do proper consumer flows like return in store, or if you're in the store and it doesn't fit your color, you can easily make an online transaction and get the stuff delivered to your house. And basically recognize the shopper wherever the shopper decides to go. We call that unified commerce, which is a term that you'll hear more often too. That's one of the key themes, I would say, is what a lot of retailers are talking about, because consumers want it. They don't want a different experience, whether they go in store or online. It needs to feel the same way.
We want it in some ways because it's so convenient. Where it is uncomfortable is when we get surprised that a company recognizes us in a different context, and we put together, oh, wait, they've been following me online for days, which is why I'm getting served up this crazy ad. What are the downsides of unified commerce, and in particular, how consumers feel about retailers having this much data available to them?
Yeah, I mean, you basically described the feeling of unease, right? Are they following me around? Yes or no? I think it's every brand's own decision to have consumers opt in or opt out to that and be very careful with what they do with it. It shouldn't be only used as an incentive to have people buy more, as you started your opened the conversation with. It should be more of a way to do things that consumers are already doing in an easier, faster way. I think it quickly becomes scary if you only get pushed more ads or more stuff in your face, whether you're in store or online. But that is a retailer's decision. The data is protected. Every payment provider in this industry has really stringent rules on how to protect the data. And every consumer can opt in to have their data used or not.
I know very little about this space, but I have a hypothesis that the work on getting to people to buy is somewhat easier than enabling them to return. And I say that based on my own experience. It's very, very easy to get something shipped to my house. Boy, it can be difficult if it doesn't fit or doesn't work. Where are the advances coming in terms of that circular transaction that includes those of us who sometimes need to return something to the place we bought it?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that space. And to be honest, I can only really speak to the payment side of this. And if I look at the advances in the payment side, if a retailer really has the same technology built for the e-commerce and the in-store experience, there is really nothing, no problem, no manual work needed for that retailer. If you come in and you say, hey, I don't fit these jeans, they will say, oh, I saw you bought them online. We have the same one in store. Click, click, done. Here's your money back and here's your new store. So on the payment side, the advances are here that people are being recognized on their payments data, which means less manual work and a speedier consumer experience.
It used to be that the economies of scale really served the massive retailers like Amazon, for example. How are smaller retailers doing in terms of catching up? Like we've talked about Etsy and Poshmark and, you know, ones that aren't shipping tens of thousands of packages every single minute. Have they been able to make inroads? Is their experience similar these days?
Well, what smaller retailers or sub-merchants or mom and dad shops are doing is leveraging platforms much more and more. And some are brands by itself, like Amazon or eBay, and some are more invisible platforms in the background. So a big customer group of ours are these platforms, and they really basically build out all the payment technology. So you can pay in whatever payment method you like. You can get paid in a faster term, in the terms you'd like. You can basically organize your store or all the stuff you're selling in your store in a way that's been pre-built. So smaller merchants are really using platforms to be fast and nimble when it comes to payments technology or banking capabilities. Because if you're a small mom and dad shop and you're only selling pumpkins during Halloween, it's going to be really hard to build a tech stack that can compete with the big guys. So you see more and more that smaller merchants are using platforms to have the same competencies as the big ones.
What are the economics that drive innovation in payments? Like, how does a company like yours or any of the players in the ecosystem, how do they make more money by improving their technology?
No, I love that. I love that question. End of the day, it's about loyalty with your shoppers. So every time you imagine if you try to buy something and it doesn't work, you're probably not going back to that store, right?
Ever. Ever. I may pick it outside with a sign and tell everybody I know they're terrible people.
Don't go in there. So that's number one, right? If it just really works and it's seamless, people will be coming back. So you're not going to lose stuff, or you're going to have more loyalty. So that's one key driver. Another one is, if you're not letting people pay with the payment methods they want to be using, they're also not going to come in your store. I mean, we have tens of Asian people in Canada. If they can't pay with WeChat Pay or UnionPay or Alipay, it probably will be less triggered to pay. So really giving consumers the opportunity to pay as they want to pay. That is a big driver for them, so you can reach more consumers. And another thing is, but that's more industry-wide, is if you've got tons of different systems running asynchronously, you bolt one IT system up to another IT system, it becomes like a big beast that you can't control anymore. And it costs a lot of money to keep that working, keep that innovating into new customer experiences. So really simplifying your technology will end of the day save you money and give you less cost.
Every grocery store I go to has self-checkout. It's super annoying. If I have any more than two items, I'll wait in line for a cashier because I don't want to do it. When will we see self-checkout in every single retail outlet out there? Like, I'm surprised that clothing retailers don't offer that as an option.
Yeah. I mean, some do actually. There are stores in Europe. So I came to Canada almost a year ago, and before that I was in Europe, and there were stores where you just Decathlon and Uniqlo were doing it in Europe, where you just throw your clothes into a bucket and you just pay at the terminal. So it is already happening. If you go to the Blue Jays nowadays, you can go into the new area. There's a store that is completely self-service. You just tap your credit card when you walk in, you take your drinks or your snacks or whatever, and you just walk out. So it's already happening. Your question is, how fast will everyone be doing it? It's hard to predict. I'd say you'll be seeing more and more of it in the coming 5 years. Whether it be standard, let's find out. A lot of big companies have invested a lot in their old technology, and they just want to wait until it actually breaks down until they invest in new stuff. Well, I think retailers, the ones that go into the new flows, will be getting more customers at the end of the day.
Just before we go here, what is your one bold prediction for the future? That honestly, truth be told, you say it's like a 50-50, like it's not something you'd bet your house on. But what is one bold prediction you've got for the payment sector? Could be in Canada, could be globally.
I would say it's a global one. So Canada is absolutely part of this one. I would say you don't see any terminals anymore. Right, so the things you put your card in or you tap your card on, I think they can disappear. Every person has a cell phone in their pocket, so why not just use the payments on that cell phone that is already in every store clerk's pocket, or just walk out of the store without tapping something? I think the technologies are already there. Apple is doing tap to pay on phones. There's other companies that are pretty far ahead. I think there's a future where we don't see terminals anymore, anywhere.
Interesting. We will be watching. Sander, thank you for making the time to speak to us today.
Thank you, and hope to speak again.
Take care. Sander Myers, bye. Canada's country manager for Adyen, a payments company. And we were talking about big themes in the payments industry in Canada and what is to come.